Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
If it happens in Philadelphia, Sal Palantonio is the go-to guy. National correspondent for ESPN, but he's also the author of Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl title, at Sal Pal ESPN. On Instagram, rejoining the show. We appreciate you, Sal. We really appreciate you. I know how busy you are this week, so thanks for spending some time with us.
No, when your producer reached out to me, it was a no-brainer. You guys, I respect you guys. You know that I do. And, hey, you know, Jalen, it's his hometown, Channel View. You guys have a great show, so let's do it. What do you got for
me? We had his dad on yesterday.
And, I would love to have heard. I mean, I'm going to go back. I'll have my producer grab that. I want to hear that interview.
Yeah, he was
Avarian, right? Avarian. I've never talked to him. I tell you what, I have tremendous respect for him because I've met his son and seen his son and watched his son. And I got to tell you, he was brought up right. He was brought up right, man.
He's what you really want out of a quarterback. I mean, the leadership and Sal, you know the stories. Now, this is a guy who hangs out with his offensive linemen. He lifts like they lift. Like, there's a level of respect for him. And command, and I ask his dad, when did he become that guy? Where he was it born like that? And he said, not until his senior year. He was always just kind of a quieter guy. He had a great story about it that we'll for sure have RJ, our producer, send you the interview. But he really had a great story about how another coach made a comment to him about making sure that you celebrate the running backs' touchdowns and the wide receivers' touchdowns with them, because that'll make them want to play harder for you. And I think he's just a guy who's taken everything in. And you know, he's naturally has that leadership, but then he's also very coachable. And that's one thing, and you saw this last year. So I was on a podcast in Philadelphia early last season, and I made comments about, hey, you know, I think Jalen's getting better. I think he's looked, and I mean, I couldn't believe the response to it. So much negativity, and I didn't realize there was this big civil war going on between Jalen and anti-Jalen people. This is last year with the Eagles fans. And then what happened in the offseason is he's just gotten way better as a passer. He's really improved.
Yes, he really has. You know, he completes 75% of his passes from the pocket, which was number one in the NFL among all quarterbacks. So he's become more accurate. And the key thing, Lance, is this, right? Your quarterback can win you some games, but he can also lose you some games by turning the ball over. We know that. We know that to be true in the NFL. You know, the old adage is defense wins championships, but quarterbacks win the Super Bowl, but they can also lose it. And his turnover ratio of 1.1%, let me repeat that number, 1.1% is better than any other quarterback in the NFL this year. That was number one. Patrick Mahomes II was fourth. Joe Burrow was ninth. Josh Allen was 23rd. That's the difference between Jalen Hurts and the rest of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Sal Palantonio with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you a little surprised he didn't garner more MVP votes?
Am I a little surprised that he didn't win it?
Or even compete? I mean, but Mahomes ran away with it.
I'm blown away by it, frankly. I am. I don't have a vote. I'm blown away by it. I think it's really misguided. You know, Mahomes had a great year numbers-wise. But if you're saying to me, who's the most valuable player to his team in 2022, it's Jalen Hurts, not even close. I just have a feeling a lot of these voters who are my brethren, my colleagues, they look at numbers and they look at highlights, but they don't look in depth to the value of a player like Jalen Hurts to his team.
Right.
To me, it's a runaway. He's the MVP. And, hello, the Eagles had the best record in the league. How is Nick Sirianni? I have respect for Brian Daboll, don't get me wrong. But Nick Sirianni's the coach of the year. It should have been the Triple Crown. It should have been Howie Roseman, who got the executive of the year, Nick Sirianni, coach of the year, and Jalen Hurts. And I'm not just saying that because I covered the team. I try to be – I mean, you guys have me on because I try to be objective.
You're national, too.
Real. Yeah. And you try – you know, I try to keep it real and be objective. If I see something that's going on, I'm going to tell you about it. I just don't get it. I really don't.
Roseman's unbelievable. That 10 of the 11 starters were drafted by the Eagles. That is unbelievable, Sal, how good this guy – and I don't think he gets near the credit.
Yeah, and I heard you guys were like the godfather of the draft. That's what your promo said. I'm going to take your word for it then. How about that?
It's funny. People will kind of crap on Howie about the famous video where they take Jalen Reagor and then everyone with Minnesota's like, oh, my God, we can't believe we're going to get Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that was a miss. That was a big miss.
Yeah, but who cares? Yep. We all miss.
Yeah, we miss. But guess what? Justin Jefferson's sitting home. Jalen Reagor's sitting home. Howie Roseman's here.
Howie Roseman's in the Super Bowl. And I think that getting back to Jalen for a second, I really do think it's because we are such a stats-oriented society, and you mentioned that, Sal, but when you get into the running stats, I don't think it's being accounted for enough what Jalen can do to shut a game down, to close, to extend a third down into a first down conversion with his legs. This is not accounted for enough in what he is able to do for his team. It's all about passing touchdowns, and it's not enough about not turning the ball over, as you mentioned, because I didn't know that stat, and then his success from the pocket when he throws, and then his ability when you add the running to what impact does he have on his team? To me, it was Jay. I mean, I definitely thought it was Jalen and Nick Sirianni. Nick wasn't even in the group of three. How is Nick Sirianni not in the group of three for head coach of the year?
You know, as Fletcher Cox likes to say to me all the time when I see him, people don't like us and we don't care. So they have that attitude. They got a chip on their shoulder. That's a motivating factor. Come on now. We all know these are human beings. These are human beings, and this is their craft. This is their life. This is their profession. This is what they live for, breathe for. They are eating, breathing, sleeping football 24/7, and they're going to try to go get this thing. When I talked to Shane Steichen one-on-one 2 days ago, I said, listen, man, give me a yes or no answer. Is the shoulder injury to Jalen Hurts going to restrict you at all in your play calling Sunday against the Chiefs? And he just hesitated a half a beat, and he looked me in the eye and he said, no, we're going to go try to win this thing.
I'm curious. You just mentioned Shane Steichen. There are two head coaching jobs open, and neither team has made a move. And one of the owners, Jim Irsay, said it's a matter of days, not hours, which – to me, man, I'm sure that at least one of those jobs is going to be filled by either Jonathan Gannon or Shane Steichen. Do you expect to lose both coordinators for the Cardinals and for the Colts jobs?
Dude, love you, respect you, but it's Friday of the Super Bowl. I'm up chest high in snakes and alligators right now covering this game. If you want to ask a question like that and get a straight answer and a smart answer, it's 1-800-ADAM-SCHEFTER, okay?
You're just in Philly.
He's busy. All right, what about
No, it's not that I'm busy. It's that I'm – hey, don't confuse focused with busy, okay?
All right, gotcha.
He's focused on the Super Bowl.
What about the criticism of the Eagles that they didn't really play the toughest schedule, the best quarterbacks, and now they got to face Mahomes, and a lot of people are looking at the game that way?
And people are looking at the game that way, and they should, because his name is Patrick Mahomes II. That's his name. I like to say it because it sounds good, but he's also twice as good as everybody else on the field. You can't get him off the field on third and fourth down. Very, very difficult. Got to play keep away. Got to cover number 87. So this will be their biggest challenge. That, you know, they're favored by just 1.5 points for a reason. These teams are close. The coaching staffs know each other. In football, I don't have to tell you this, guys. And you know it's something Ron Jaworski taught me very early on from the matchup show. Coaches coach against coaches, and these coaches know one another. By the way, matchup show, Greg Cosell, Darius Butler, Super Bowl Sunday, ESPN2, 9 a.m. Eastern, ESPN2, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Can't wait to see it. We had Greg Cosell
Cosell was
the
on
year.
All year with us.
Sal, it's interesting because when you talk about matchups, the one thing that Andy Reid, even though you know Kelce is the guy now, and there's no Tyreek anymore, and they'll go Scantling sometime. They have different ways to hurt you, but Kelce's the guy. The difference is, and they still win, the difference is right now, Jalen Hurts, you had 4 rushing touchdowns the other day with Philadelphia. You've got A.J. Brown, who at any game can have a big game. Devontae Smith at any game can have a big game.
Sanders.
Sanders, obviously, and all the even Boston Scott one had the other day. You don't know if Jalen's going to beat you with his arm or his legs. I think that's one of the real interesting things we have, too, here is we have the predictability of Mahomes to Kelce versus the unpredictability of how the Eagles are going to attack you.
100% right. I mean, this is why the Eagles' offense is so dynamic. Is because they come at you from so many different ways. You didn't even mention Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Kenny Gain. I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
Right, no,
yeah,
exactly.
No, you're dead on.
Yeah, and Kenny Gainwell. Let's not forget him. He's been their best back in the postseason. So they got a lot of different ways they can hurt you. And Jalen Hurts is a ball handler, and he's doing a really good job of okey-doke in the safeties. I mean, go back and watch it, guys. Go back and watch the Niners on defense. Just watch about 5-6 running plays in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Jalen Hurts, through his ball handling and deception, just eliminates Fred Warner from the plays over and over again. Makes him irrelevant, which is hard to do because Fred Warner is the best sideline-to-sideline linebacker we've got right now.
Sal Palantonio, we'll let you go. We know you're busy. We really appreciate you for spending time with us here this morning, Sal. Great stuff. We love it, and thanks for doing this. We really appreciate
it. Totally my pleasure. I look forward to it. Would you do me a favor? Just have your producer text me that Avarian interview. I think with your permission, we'll put that on SportsCenter. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it right here, right now. That's Sal Palantonio here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sal, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Sal Pal, he's about that Eagles team now. Don't be asking him about no coaching stuff right now.
I mean,
he's
busy. Trying to find out who you're going to lose.
No. We ain't about that life.
That's like
we're
asking,
about winning a Super Bowl this week.
That's like asking, you know, after somebody wins the Super Bowl, so have you thought about what you're going to do now? Do you plan on staying or retiring? Asking Tom Brady that, he goes, guys, I just won a Super Bowl. Sal's telling me, hey.
He didn't even win a Super Bowl yet.
Can we get through a Super Bowl? I just want to get through a Super Bowl before people tell me that I'm losing my coordinators. Sal's embedded now. Sal is embedded in Philadelphia.
We've got Hatchet Man joining us top of the hour. Dana Hughes, the Kansas City Chiefs color analyst. We'll get a different perspective on the game at 9:30. And we'll get the Hatchet Man's perspective, Tony Valentine, at 9 o'clock. So that's all happening right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about T-Box, my man, DB, and Catherine. She is unbelievable. And Brian and all the great people, the bartenders. They got some hot bartenders there, guys. I don't want you to get your perv on. All I'm saying is they got some hot bartenders there. You can go get your drink on. You can go get your golf on. You can get your sports on. They got TVs all over the place. Nice, clean place with 8 huge bays for you to play golf. For you, inside, outside, night, day, it doesn't matter. Party. You can have meetings there. You can have parties there. You can work there during the day. You say you can't golf because you're too busy. Well, what do you mean you can't golf? You can golf night or day, rain or shine. It doesn't matter. You got T-Box down in Kima, down there in the League City area. And listen, you are going to love it. The courses are awesome, and it's realistic, guys, but you're going to see courses that you would not normally see. Are you going to go play Pebble anytime soon? No, you can play it right now at T-Box. TBoxTexas.com. T-E-E, TBoxTexas.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.